You are listening to Just Pick Up a Notepad podcast, episode 14. Today we're talking about just giving yourself the grace to be a beginner. Hey everybody, Manila B here, journal writing mentor and host of Just Pick Up a Notepad. Welcome to this podcast. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. This podcast is about me building up my brand and my business from scratch. The podcast is produced every day for your enjoyment, and show notes are going to be eventually transcribed and found at my website www.justpickupanotepad.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Manila B, on Instagram at Manila_MB. All links are in the show notes, so let's just get started. So I just wanted to talk on today how, you know, it's okay to be a beginner, because I'm finding I'm lovingly having to give myself pep talks and tell myself, you know, it's okay to have the grace to be a beginner, and that I don't have everything figured out, and there's elements of this creation, especially in terms of creating what my product or services are going to look like. I don't know. You know, there's a deep part inside of me that somehow has the answers, but in terms of really laying that out, I'm like, I don't know. Now, saying I don't know is something that I'm working on, because I've always found whenever I say I don't know, it's not that I don't know, it's just that I haven't discovered that yet. So that's a reframing in mindset and perspective. I need to keep working on that and check myself whenever I do say something that I know I need to reverse it, because I'm not going to allow the answers to come if I keep saying I don't know. You know, I watched Disney movies over the weekend, and I watched Dory, Finding Dory, the spin-off from Finding Nemo. If anyone's ever seen Finding Nemo, Dory is the fish that helped Nemo's dad find Nemo, but she's got short-term memory. So then I watched the film over the weekend of Dory, her story, like going a bit more into Dory, like how did she lose her memory, what happened to her, sort of thing. And it's really funny, because Dory is short-term memory, and she just doesn't know, like from one second to the next she just doesn't know, she forgets. She's got short-term memory and she forgets, but she's got very good intuition, and that's what she uses as her guide. She just goes with her instinct and her inner pulling, what tells her to do, and it always leads her in the right place, even though she keeps forgetting and she's like fuzzy in the brain. You know, the film was really Disney, you know, I'm a Disney fan. It was a really good way of inspiring me to remind me that, you know, it's okay, just go with your gut. Sometimes you're just gonna have to use your intuition as, you know, to find your North Star, and to guide you and to bring you home to yourself of the answers are there. You know, it may not be flashing red lights in front of you, but the answers are there and it will come. So I'm just giving myself pep talks all the time. This is where I'm at the moment. I mean, when I started my journey in January, I had to look at the bigger picture of, like, you know, of my life and me wanting to start an online digital business, and for me to kind of hone in on what my vision was, because I've already started obviously with Just Pick Up a Notepad. It's about me being a journal writing mentor, but I'm still fine-tuning in terms of how I launch and create products and services. So I'm not made any, you know, at the moment I'm just introducing myself to my audience, building an audience, gaining visibility, but my product and stuff like that, or my services, I'm not neating that up quite yet. But I did, when I first started, have to ask myself, like, look deep within myself and list down my fears, just fears that could potentially be holding me back in terms of this journey that I'm starting. And I think whenever anybody's starting anything new, or you know you're going to be starting a new project, at the beginning kind of look and check and review, well, are there any fears? Is anything going on within me that could potentially hold me back from making the necessary steps that I need to on this path? So for me, I sat down and I listed down, you know, my fears that I know are present right now at the beginning for myself. This is even before I even did the podcast, before I did all my lives and stuff. I had to sit down with myself and be like, well, what fears do you have? Because your fears can cloud your vision. And it's just being aware and mindful of what potentially are going to be, you know, the fears that are going to keep popping up for you along this journey as you're trying to address them one by one, which ones are most apparent. So I listed down my fears, and my fears were, you know, what if I'm not considered credible, you know, going online, launching myself as a journal writing mentor, but who knows me? So how credible am I? It's not like I can turn around and be like, I'm on, you know, New York's best time selling author and life coach and all the rest of it. I don't have them sort of notabilities under my belt. So how credible am I going to be? But, you know, credibility comes with time. It comes with you building up a relationship with your audience. It becomes with you being authentic and having integrity and being transparent. And whoever resonates with you and then looks at you and feels, I could work with you, that's who will. So, you know, I've kind of been working on that fear anyway. Another fear that I had was, you know, what if what you're offering is just like, might be considered unoriginal, or maybe you're not going to stand out from what other people are doing. And that's just like a comparison thing. Do you know, when you compare yourself to other people and in your field or your niche and what they're doing, and you think, well, am I going to be unique to them? But again, that's a fear that I address, and I look at and I go, well, there's only one version of me. You know, there's nobody, there might be other people in the same niche or people doing similar things, but they may not deliver it the way that I do it. So therefore, yes, I will stand out. And that's just something that I fear that comes up, but I keep giving the pep talk to myself and it keeps me going. It just keeps me swimming, as Dory would say in Finding Dory. Just keep swimming. Yeah, so that fear comes up, I address it, and I just keep swimming. Another fear was, you know, what if I don't have the time to be consistent in how I execute what I want to be doing due to the fact that I'm a mother and I've got a new baby? And I must have did a podcast the other day that was called, you know, small steps still equal progress. That's the pep talk that I have. Do you know what I mean? I do not need to sacrifice my role as a mother to get ahead. You know, small steps do equal progress, and it's just about the little steps and little consistent steps. So again, I know what the fear is, it's come up, but I pep talk myself through it and I just keep swimming. You know, I keep swimming through it, through the fear, even though it comes up. I acknowledge it, I see that it's there, but I have a method to swim past that. One that I'm really struggling really with is, and I know I need to focus in on it this week, is the fear of, I'm not really technical. And like, I'm not a tech expert. And I knew from the beginning that might be something that's going to be holding me back in terms of obviously starting an online digital business. But I just need to really just take the time to really go through these how-to videos and stuff like that, because where there's a will, there's a way. And there's so many like how-to tutorials, YouTube videos, people showing you how to do these setups of various technical things that I need to have in place in terms of having this digital business, and like landing pages and click funnels and all these technical jargon things that I need to have done. You know, I know it isn't a fear that has to stop me, you know. So I'm in a phase of giving myself the grace to know that I'm a beginner, giving myself the grace to just acknowledge the fears that come up when they come up and still swim past them, as Dory would say, keep swimming. another strategy that I'm using, which I found really useful, was from Danielle Laporte, from her Firestarter sessions, session 7, Fear and Other Stuff. You know, she discussed about respecting fear and that, you know, being true to yourself isn't always easy. And that fear, you know, is part of being true to yourself. Identifying the fears when they come up is about being true and real with yourself, that the fear is there. I'm scared. This is scary. What am I doing? Acknowledging it. And, you know, it's a courageous thing. And your journey to yourself, with yourself, you know, that's why they might just call it the road less traveled, because some people aren't comfortable with facing their fears, acknowledging their fears, and really putting a spotlight on it and going, what the fear is, this is what it is, identifying it, naming, shaming it, you know. And it takes courage to do that. It really does take courage to do that, and it takes courage to even move past the fears once you identify them. But I'm giving myself the grace and the love and compassion that, yet them fears come up. It's, you know, it's an instinct. Fear's an instinct. But, you know, pep talking, you know, in that session that Danielle gave, she gave good advice in terms of giving your feelings a pep talk, like you're the coach, and just reason with your fears. And I've managed to do that by identifying it and looking at how I can move and navigate past them fears. But it's all part of being a beginner and starting something new. And Bab is crying now, so yeah. Small steps, still equal progress, and just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. These are things that I just tell myself. Yeah, until tomorrow. Thank you for listening. I hope, you know, what I've shared today has made you give you some thought. So if you have any fears that you know might be there, list them down as a starting point, because you can't deal with something unless you don't face it. So till tomorrow, thanks for listening.